Jose Rehera is a survivor of electric shock therapy. Before coming to Washington State University, he had the corporate office and all of life's conveniences. But it all unraveled, and the therapy used on him damaged his brain. He spoke with Dobby Coleman, a fellow doctoral student in the College of Communication at WSU, about being an advocate for those with traumatic brain injuries in today's StoryCorps Northwest, recorded virtually.
Can you talk a little bit about what a traumatic brain injury is and how it impacts you currently?
I do think that most people have this perception that traumatic brain injuries are, for the most part, physical, right? Mine is an internal traumatic brain injury. It was caused by the sheer amount of electricity that was put through certain parts of my brain, which included 12 sessions of this electroconvulsive therapy. I'm operating at a high capacity with my God-given gifts, and then there's some gaps, you know, particularly as far as it relates to processing abilities, some motor skills. There's not the visual cue, but the damage is there. It's sometimes a little bit challenging, and you've seen that yourself being my mentor in school. There are some professors that I have to request some special time, and they will push back saying, well, I don't see where the damage is. I don't see a disability in you, Jose. And it's a very uncomfortable situation because it's a discussion that you shouldn't necessarily be having. The intent is good, that a professor is trying to be complimentary, but that they don't really understand. And I don't want to be in a situation where you have to explain to somebody saying, hey, listen, this is what happened. This is part of my past, because it does bias their assessment of you in some subtle ways, not necessarily overt ways, but subtle ways, saying, well, he's different, or we have to exclude him. And I don't want that. I mean, I don't want to be excluded. I don't necessarily want to be giving special treatment, but I do require certain accommodations just to level the field, particularly in a very challenging program like the ones that you and I are pursuing.
Jose, I love that you talk about, you know, this invisible disability, because ultimately that's what you have. It's what I have, having a learning disability, and you with a TBI, is that we have what is referred to as invisible disabilities, but they are still very much there. And, you know, we notice them. Other people might not notice them all the time, but there is a lot of stigma surrounding invisible disabilities. I think that's part of one reason you're such a strong advocate for other people with disabilities, but you're also such a strong self-advocate, and you know how to fight for yourself and fight for the accommodations that you need. So can you talk a little bit about your advocacy for other people with disabilities and yourself?
I was involved in a class action lawsuit against the manufacturers of the equipment. You know, I was unable to benefit from the end resolution, but it was the first time and the only time that a case involving damage caused by ECT, by electroconvulsive therapy, actually made it to the federal courts. And it opened the opportunities for a lot of other people who were frowned upon or they were discarded with blatant things. Because I was in rooms with some of my fellow, you know, TBI victims, and particularly the ones that came out of those treatments, and they were lobotomized. These people, they didn't know where they were. They didn't know what they couldn't even testify, because they would, you know, they didn't have anything to say, right? I stood up, and then it's not only my duty to do so, but I think it's also a way for me to balance out the karma of sorts.
That was Jose Rehera and Dobby Coleman in today's StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with Innovia Foundation. Hear this story and others at nwpb.org.